Testing. Blah, 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 blah. Ready, set, go.
It's time for the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show.
A podcast for endurance athletes by two athletes, two coaches, and a physical therapist.
We are your hosts, Coach Amy
and Coach Liz,
coming to you from
Kansas City.
Okay, welcome back to the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show. We are going to talk a little bit about muscle activation today. But before we do, I wanted to ask you some questions about the Olympics because they're over now, which I was sadly. Kind of sad because I was so into it. I was almost like depressed when it was over. Yeah. And then I thought, well, I have enough stuff in my life to move on to. It's okay. But I had this mini like little, oh, it's over. But what was your favorite event?
Oh, gosh. I don't think I can pick a favorite. But I will say the one that kind of was really fun. I really liked the break dancing. I thought that was really fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, it was so interesting. Yeah. I mean, and it really is a sport.
Oh, it's very difficult.
It was kind of like gymnastics with, I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah. It was really cool to watch.
Yeah. That was fun. My favorite was probably the men's 1500 meter. But you know, I don't want to spoil it for people that if you are watching it in a delayed way, but my son was watching, like, he would get up at 4 a.m. and watch the Olympics, and he's working, and he had like four screen, you know, he's crazy into it. And I'm working, and I get this text from him. It says men's 15. That's all it says. And I'm like, oh, okay, gotta watch that. And then that evening, I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired. In the prime time version of it, it wasn't up yet. And I was like, okay. And I texted him and said, I'm going to bed. I'll watch it tomorrow. He's like, no, your patience, someone's going to come ruin it for you. You have to watch it, put it on right now, and then call me. And I put it on, and I was standing in front of that screen, and I was hoarse. I was screaming so loud. I mean, it was on the last 100 meters. I mean, it's crazy, insane. What can happen in a race. And I love that whole idea of it's not over till it's over. It just truly is not. Ugh. So anyway, men's 1500, that was my favorite. And I also always love the relays. Mm-hmm. And I love them because of it's the team camaraderie. It's not just about you. And it's just, I remember running those races in high school, and they were my favorite to run. And it got me to thinking, a lot of your athletes do, you know, they do some tries that are like team, where it's relays. Someone runs, yeah, relay, someone bikes, someone swims, or, and you've done that. You've been a part of that.
Yeah. I mean, they're super fun. It's just a camaraderie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is my goal, is to be a part of one of those next year if I can, as long as I'm stay healthy and everything, because I miss that. And when I was watching the Olympics this time around, I was like, you know what? I can do that as an adult. That would be fun.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. The men's and the women's marathons were really fun to watch too.
Yes.
I'm not going to spill the beans, but there were some surprises that were really cool.
Yeah. One of the things they were talking about was the course was very challenging and different with the hills. And during the women's marathon, one of the athletes almost lost her balance going down the hill. And I think it was Kara Goucher, and she said, oh, it's kind of like, you know, trail running with the but without the roots and sticks and trees and rocks, you know? Just that was like sort of the steepness of it that they were being challenged with. And I thought it was really interesting because I wanted to chime in and say, oh, lower your hands lower your hands to your hips, and they would have had better control of their they'd have lowered their base of support and had better control on the downhills. But then I got to thinking, well, why isn't trail running an event in the Olympics?
That's a good question.
Because mountain biking is.
I bet it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, I'm going to put a plug for it. Somebody's got to put a plug for it being in there. I mean, I know venue and everything, but if you can find a mountain biking course, you could use the mountain biking course.
For sure.
In some cases. There's a... But anyways, that would be fun to see. All right. So one of the things that I noticed several times throughout this Olympic coverage was athletes, whether it's swimmer, diver, a sprinter, gymnast. I saw it a lot. And that is the sort of tapping and rubbing of their muscles. And I think to most people, it's like, it's just, oh, it looks like they're warming up a cold muscle, or they're just warming up, or they've got a sore muscle and they're rubbing it. And when actuality, it is that they are activating the mechanoreceptors. And those are some nerves that live closer to the skin, but can be activated, you know, through the skin to the level of the muscle, that helps turn on that muscle. So it's stimulating the nervous system to get prepared to act. So it is warming it up, but it's not like temperature warm up. And there's different ways that you can do this. We talked about this in an episode on activating your glutes, like this, the smack your glute episode. Mm-hmm. But you can, the reason you want to do it is, or when you might want to do it is before a race or sort of like more speed efforts. Or in the event that, you know, you sometimes you'll feel like, I just don't feel on today. So maybe you are doing like an easier ride, or before a swim, or in the middle of a long run or whatever, and you feel like something is just off, at that feeling of like, I just don't feel like I'm firing the muscles anymore. If you get that feeling, it could be, you know, it could be quads, it could be your calf. Go ahead and stop, you know, tap on it, scratch it, rub it, whatever you need to do. Liz, I don't know where your mind goes. Your face.
I feel like some light, like smacking, maybe like,
yeah, yeah. And she's smacking her calf here. But yes, that kind of thing. And it's like, you don't have to do it for a long time, but, you know, just, you know, 10 seconds on that area, and then resume the activity and see how that helps you. So activate those mechanoreceptors, just like an Olympian.
Thanks so much for listening. And remember,
we are in this together. Until next time.